open.
What story does...
Your counsel?
What story, do you...
Ben, you want to share with your story that you had heard?
All I had read is that we were actually from dogs. We're dog people. And originally we moved from the mainland over here because,
Many bears?
No, more bears here. Well, it was, brother and sister had an affair, and the sister left, came to the island. Nothing I
want to
say. Hey,
oh, sorry.
We're
from dogs and
incestuous. Well, I heard that it was a woman who had an affair with a dog, and her father threw her out or something, and she went to Kodiak to raise her family. And when she had her children, those were the children that became the Aleutic people. I don't know.
Yeah,
too bad we couldn't think of something better.
But that's why it's so hard to tell them to children, because the stories and legends and myths here are just too graphic to repeat them to children or to have a group and to tell them stories, because so many of them, if maybe one or two that I found, they do not have happy endings, and the husband and wife or the children or an animal, they all have very tragic endings. And so you'll have a child sitting there and in bewilderment, and it's not a good way to
think
tell
they were
them.
Designed to kind of teach them a lesson, you know, don't act like the people in this story.
Or it might be your enemy telling something bad about your royalty.
Yeah, that could be it too.
Sometimes we used to listen to him, especially Rasta in Old Harbor. He used to like it when he'd go and tell stories. All night sometimes he'd tell stories.
Where the radio and stuff, that's all they did.
Yeah.
All
night sometimes he'd tell
We'd sit and listen to him.
Yeah.
Very lessons, very nice, just scattered.
I think they were related to corn.
What was the priest's name?
I remember that.
Yeah, and that he was German.
It was a time period. Yours too. We don't know.
Duke of Polish.
I think they gave her something.
He's carpenter. He slapped her. You mean?
Nick, what was the priest's name? Do you remember the priest's name?
Yeah, of course, I can't remember. I know Papa was too, I think.
King was before Papa.
No,
King was from here.
Yeah, King.
But he wasn't the one that was a spy.
I remember Mom talking about
his son.
I can't remember his name.
Because somebody used to tell me about it.
I don't remember anybody before King.
No, who was
going? There was a priest that used to come around. I don't know.
He went to Glebo.
Is that a Lutheran word for spy?
He was, yeah.
Nick, who was Glebo?
Where did I heard that name, but I don't know.
Was it after King? After Father King?
Yeah.
After him?
I can't remember.
Mary, there was a Father Glebov too.
Yeah, I remember.
Grumov
is
Paul.
Oh, that was not
Grumov.
Yeah,
brand new.
No, those are new ones.
That was after we moved to Auckland.
I remember Mom used to talk about, I can't remember his name, it was when they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago. And there was another nurse that came. My older brother, Mom said he was in the crib. He was nothing wrong with him. She came and gave him a shot next day. He was dead. And she was another spy.
Oh, a nurse?
Really? Oh, back then, even.
Oh, yeah.
Was she German,
really?
Too?
I guess so.
Wow.
They didn't know.
Why there of all places?
It was nothing wrong with the baby, Mom said.
Oh, dear.
Jimmy was about a year older than me.
Oh.
Just died.
They came on a
and
boat?
And took off right away, yeah.
Did they leave before the baby died? Or
she left that morning. They couldn't do nothing, you know. She left on some kind of boat. She came and said she was a nurse.
And nobody
that
to report it to.
Mom tried to tell Dad, no. Dad said, no, he needs that shot for school. Whatever they used to be. Jeez, I don't remember. Maybe 38, 39, 38, or maybe before that. I don't
remember.
I was born in 39, yeah. During the war, I think.
So was that nurse with the German doctor, too?
I don't know. She never said, but she just always she was upset. She was still upset when we were growing up.
Hmm. Wow.
Did they have a special word that they used for a spy, or like someone that was an outsider like that, that would come to the village in Aleutic?
I just thought they had the war or something. They,
what?
They, some certain people, we learned that were coming to the village as spies.
Oh, so you just called them outsiders then because you didn't know they were spies?
No. Yeah, it was nice and older. We have to do response down there.
Gorilla.
So were they married in Alatac?
Yeah,
in that little church?
Yeah.
Yeah. Married them off.
did they have to get married again after they found out that the priest was not a real priest?
In church, yeah. Mm-hmm. In church, they had to.
There's somebody else. I bring you
like
a room.
Rabbi Banshi, Meredith, and the Kuya. Lee, Margie. And he didn't show, and then we got a letter from Juno and said, how come you're not reported as being married and children? And we got those certificates and then we don't have you married. That's it. And then we have to get married again. And then I have to go to the Sylvia advice and you know, then the Margie and I have to go to Kodiak and go get married in court because the priest wouldn't come until fall. So I think we'll have to meet the maid because we didn't show that we were married and we didn't have.
Huh?
Robert, you have the bunch of marriages.
Kan wa mi chale ar hir yachtel la. she'd come up. Me and Walter Gust, I guess, and we're altar boys, you know, and he said, I was scared. You had to do everything right when you put his clothes. You can't touch his hair when you put him on. Oh, boy, you're just scared in there. And then Kadila, fine, you know. She used to tell Kadila, fine. I didn't know what it was, you know. Really, the bishop came up, Kadila, fine. You would be scared. And Walter had that. Oh, yeah. I never forget, he had this clothes in his right side. Then we had to pray, you know, but he was supposed to put it there. He didn't know what to do, so he started praying. Crossing with his left, that's enough. Boy, they're scary, you know, they're scared of him. Yeah, we were all kids, you know. Kids. Probably, I don't know, maybe 9, 10 years old, somewhere.
It was really incredible how the marriage traditional ways were in the villages, because I think the last traditional marriage I've seen was my husband and me, where there was a double marriage at the time, and my grandparents, see, I was too young to even remember my own marriage day, but anyway, my grandparents and the other people that got married, we sat in the same table, dinner table, and the guests, and they would talk to one another, like, you know, my grandparents would talk to the other marriage godparents and ask in their language, well, what do you think about this in our language? And I think that they said, Angula! Isn't that what he used to say, Grandpa? He said, Angula, kayo meo nahune, you know. He said, what do you think about this? Then they would talk to each other. He said, I think this in their language, I think this is too sour. Korka! So we would kiss. Then they'd go, not sweet enough. So they would say, Korka again, until, you know, they say, okay, it's sweet enough.
Then they go, nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, then they go, nom, nom, nom. So during that time, we sat on one serving table, three servings, the whole village sat in a table till everybody was served in the village. And believe it or not, we sat there sober at the time. Well, I was pretty young, but anyway.
Yeah, the reception was at
my auntie's house, yes. And we started early because the village had to be served. So that was how the village marriage was taken back then, when they spoke to see, you know, how our marriage was going to take place and how it's going to be in the future, from just by talking to them. Okay, I think it's going to be okay by the way we kissed. So it was really awesome the way they did.
Isn't it then too that the in-laws would sit across from each other and talk back and forth,
yeah,
and name the in-laws, like you and Fred, and then your dad and, was it Nastasha?
Mm-hmm.
They named, gave you guys names. See, I remember that when, who was it? I know it had to be somebody.
It had to be Iluhax, yeah. It was Grandpa and Anastasia, his grandma.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I remember watching them and hearing them talk about that, giving them names.
Then they would ask the man's parents if they were satisfied, and then they would ask the lady's parents if they were satisfied,
mm-hmm,
and they'd give them names.
Mm-hmm.
Which was
See, my name was given to me for my grandma, so they gave me Ukwajungak, and then my husband's name was given, I don't know where,
from Nastasha, and they asked Fred, and Fred was satisfied with it, and so they never interrupted him.
That's before they were married.
Which means?
Son-in-law, I guess.
Did you get the name too when you were, after you got married too?
What's that?
Did they give you a name too?
Son-in-law and daughter.
Which were cousins.
What does that mean?
And they could talk anyway to each other.
God used to still call you.
And that's why they told those two to talk, but they never made up their mind unless they talked to each parent. And I didn't understand when they asked me a question, I guess so. It's good for me. You know, they were asking me if they liked the name and watching up. I said, yeah, I guess so. Then I asked my mom, you know, why did they ask me? I said, you're the in-law, and that's your daughter. That's what you're going to call him.
Jenny, what is Nungawajina?
Nungawajina.
Oh, Nungawajina.
Bossy.
Oh, big.
No.
Big.
Yeah, Sinak is big. Yeah. Sometimes Sinak could be a negative too, Sinak. Ice Sinak.
It's like Nungawangjuk.
Yeah, okay.
The young and the old, I guess.
That Ice Sinak too could be funny too, you know. Ice Sinak.
Nungawajuk.
Nungong Yak is a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Okay. There is no Nungoshkak.
There is no.
Is
you don't
there?
Like
them. Oh, yeah.
Later on.
You don't.
Later
you
on,
don't
maybe.
Like
yeah.
Okay.
See, the last one I could remember in my office, either when Jeannie and Billy got married or when Ralph and Sharon and Bobby and Olga got married, was the last time I remember.
You remember, yeah.
That there was the names exchanged. That was.
It wasn't exchanged, it was given.
Well, given, whatever. That's the last marriage that I remember that was a true Eleuthic wedding.
And they couldn't give Sharon a name because her parents weren't there.
Yeah.
So they tangin wahwahalukinna. So they made somebody to be there for her mother.
Standing.
Standing in for her
substitute.
Mother.
Yeah.
Substitute.
And Grandpa was the one that was talking, and they couldn't give her a name because her parents weren't there.
Well, that was a big thing in those days, at the marriage feast.
And then they had to agree with each other, you know, asking, is this good, is that good, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But both of them, they couldn't make up their minds because the mother-in-law wasn't there to name Ralph. And then Sharon's mother wasn't there to agree. Mm. But Grandma and Grandpa were the ones that had to agree besides her.
Didn't Nastasha,
she was
part of it too?
Yeah, she was talking
Sharon's
to
Grandpa.
She was talking to Grandpa. They were making the decision. But they couldn't make a decision until they agreed with him.
That's nice.
And that was, 27
come
years ago?
Agreement.
28 years ago, the last thing I really remember where we used that. I sure like to bring it back.
I think I did that for Phyllis and Roland when they did theirs up at the school a little bit. I shared with them how it was.
I did not care for the love marriage they had. For Ogden Bobby and Ogden Bobby, which Ralph and Sharon were Mitchell and Jungi's done not too long ago. Linda girl, my grandson David Green.
But they don't do that no more. Another year would say, like in my time, my younger age time.
Do you think it makes a difference where the marriage takes place to? Like in Austin, Old Harbor?
Yeah. The reason why at home they always ask me that so we don't die. They still want to use it and then they take the ambulance, they still remember what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember.
Yeah, I think it makes a difference, the location.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I've never seen that here.
Joyce, what do you mean? Does it make a difference where you're, what place you're getting married? Like,
well, I think it's a more familiar setting.
Yeah.
You know, like in Akiak and then Old Harbor too.
And it's kind
of easier to carry the tradition.
Because it's kind of hard here in Kodiak to try to get
everybody
together.
Yeah.
Because they have these other places.
It makes it real hard.
The hardest part is the parents are not there, most likely. Plus, the great uncles and great aunties are not here to make a tradition like our time.
Well, here too, it's not two partners are not Aleutic. There's a lot of more mixing here, and then you have the non-native parents would not participate in that kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they would not understand.
No,
it took us all night to explain.
Yeah.
So they just let it go.
And just say,
mm-hmm.
Unless you really wanted to have a traditional marriage, then you'd set it up ahead of time.
Exactly.
That would be
expressing
real
this.
Boy, that was the fun part.
The person that you're going to be talking to lately, you'll be asking questions. Just to see when I have any up, my ups, that you dog and more.
No, that would set it, that would
put
at the setting right there.
In the bachelor parties in the
afternoon. I know when Fisherman and Palika got married, I told Sven, now we got a new mukwa.
Sister or daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law.
And the groom
then he said, yeah,
their
he called her that.
And let them stay overnight before they got married.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. She still called it mukwa even after I married her.
And if either one that's getting married, a lady or a man, the parents will come to the village where they're getting married because they can't, as them, you know, they can't make decisions.
Bring a skipper with a mom.
Well, maybe we should take a break because we're overdue for one, so we can get up and stretch your legs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Make a
mask.
It's long.
Maybe.
That was the tradition.
No.
That
but there has
respect.
To be some significance
well,
to it.
I was just thinking about the anointing.
But they still do that. The priests still are.
Well, the priest anoints, but they don't do the
no,
crisco all over the face.
But no, this is something else. I don't know what it is.
I
never did ask mom. She called she told me because it's just like the husband's wife's family to be.
Uh-huh.
And the mother's.
So all the women would get have gotten together.
Yeah.
Now would they do that for the men too?
The men did it themselves.
And
yeah.
They would put that lard on his face?
Maybe they didn't want them to bring up to each other.
I think so. And then
humility
that,
maybe.
That meant that's going to be our mother-in-law.
Hmm. That's awesome.
That's gonna be our daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
To go pick you up.
It could mean several things, though.
Yeah.
It could mean several things.
And nothing is written about it at all anywhere.
Just before the tidal wave.
Before the tidal wave again. Mm. Uh-huh.
There's nothing after.
Lots of things were lost after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything changed so much.
I don't know if they did it on the other island, but they
didn't. I've never heard it on our island.
Like, that's why I start thinking of that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I never heard
it was always Crisco? Mm.
Or whatever
lard.
They had.
Lard.
Lard.
Bear lard. Or
lard or whatever
lard.
They had.
Really?
But they used to use the oil.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we were hoping we could ask some more questions. You guys were talking about marriages, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good subject, because we're going to ask some more questions about it. And I think you guys were kind of talking about it.
Interesting.
But maybe you could share with everybody. One of the questions we were wondering is, we talked about this marriage ceremony itself, but what about what happened at the reception? What about the events, what happened leading up to that?
There was a before marriage Mary was telling us about, and it's very interesting what she had shared. It's just awesome. She was saying that when before the marriage, that they would initiate the daughter-in-law before they got married, kind of like a bachelor party maybe, but there was, I don't know what the significance was, but she didn't seem to recall that they would, ladies would get together with the future daughter-in-law, and they would gather together, and they would have a bowl of oil, whether it was, she remembers Crisco, but it could have been seal oil or other oil, and the daughter-in-law would leave the house, and the ladies would run after her around the house, and then when they caught her, they would rub her with the oil on the face. But she doesn't recall what the significance was that, but we came up with a couple of significance, maybe to gain respect from the family by doing that, as a how we would say in our language is piumwak, you know, not to piumwak, not to act stuck up, so maybe to bring them down. That could be one, but you know, look at others.
They didn't catch him.
They'll just keep going till they
catch
him.
Keep on going until they catch him, I guess.
I was about 6 years old then, I think, when I remember it today.
Oh.
Just came back when you guys were talking.
I really like that story.
Did they do that with the men too?
Yes, the men. Just the men would do it. The women couldn't be in there with them.
Hello, TikTok.
Well, at our place, yeah. And after that's done, when they know the priest's coming, the families would get together and have a big dinner before the wedding to get to know each other.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. How interesting.
So did they have bridal showers then? Was that kind of like
no.
a bridal shower?
Maybe it was like
wow.
that.
Could be.
Did they give gifts to the couple that
I
was going to get married? Does anyone remember anything like that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they give gifts when you get married.
My picture being taken. In a little bit, pre-dinner.
Yeah,
the pre-dinner.
Was there any kind of special superstitions that people would follow before the wedding to make sure everything went good?
I never heard of
the
that.
The folks picked up the husband and wife.
I don't remember. I was just a little girl.
Yeah.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, because my mom was a fixed marriage. Her first one.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us about that, Jenny? A little teaspoon? You don't have to.
All I know is I have to get married.
You gotta give your secrets too.
Yeah. About how old were you?
17. After Irene was born, he said I have to have a husband because I have a child. Mm.
Dress, I don't know.
I was 15 when I got married. Before my 16th birthday, my baby was a few days before. Same way with my mom. 2 days before she turned 16, I was born in September 2. My mom, 22nd, May the 18th, and Vera, 14th, September. Three generations. We try to make it four with Vera's first daughter, Jamie. She was over the moon, she was born in October.
But Mom, don't you think that Grandma and Grandpa chose your husband so that he could provide for you?
No, Grandpa. Grandma didn't choose my husband. The village of, a person from village.
Which village chose your husband, Mom?
Akiak. He was the Shakasik.
Why did they want you to get married to him?
So someone could take care of my child.
So that was kind of a successful man for you, supposed to be.
They talked to Mom and Dad first, my mom and Dad. If they agreed, if they didn't agree, I would have never married.
So did he talk to you in English at all, Mom?
Sometimes he used to talk a broken up English. He most likely talked in Aleut after he learned how to talk, could understand.
So how did this happen? He was from Old Harbor.
When the priest came around, they had a meeting. That was the first they ever did. And I didn't know Father Gromov.
Gromov came a lot later.
No,
yeah.
Later Gromov came.
Glebov.
It would have to be the early 50s. You guys remember who the priest was then?
We were married in 1955.
No, Mom, but you're second married.
Earlier than that, Jenny.
Oh, this was in 48.
Yeah.
His dad was a priest too.
Okay.
But I don't think he went to. I don't think he went to Antioch.
A priest, but I do remember they had a meeting with my parents.
Glebov or Popov?
The chief of the village. And I didn't even think anything.
Popov.
He told me that I have to be home. And I said, okay. And then when they came, Mom wouldn't speak, Daddy was just mumbling and everything. I didn't know what he was mumbling about. And then there was a Nick Phillips and Simeon Agnot. They wanted to see me. I said, Uncle, what did I do wrong? And that's when they told me. I said, from Old Harbor? Oh, I didn't want to get married.
He was pretty old.
Because I didn't know who he was.
And he was an elderly guy. Elderly
10 years.
10 years older.
That's all.
Good luck. You were older. Older.
Maybe more than that.
I think it was more than
yeah.
But you're married.
But he was originally from Woody Island.
You see an
that man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boston.
Yeah, about the
country. And I used to tell him, if you want to speak to me, speak to me in English or Aleut, because I don't know Russians.
Yeah. He had little kind of
curly
hair.
Andrew.
Amo. He had kind of curly
hair.
Herman was the oldest one.
Their days were different than ours.
Mom, Nick said maybe Papa.
Maybe Pop.
Pop.
Could have been.
Because my dad was still alive then.
Pop was here in
the 40s.
Sturmer, there was a
Sturmer. Oh,
Sturmer.
Maybe Sturmer.
Yeah, Sturmer.
Well, Sturmer married you and Xenophon, I remember. But Kathy was saying also, too, Father Gromov's dad was a priest also.
But I don't think he went to Akia.
I don't think he was here, though.
No.
His son was here.
Oh, yeah. No. That's long, yeah.
It had to be Pop, Bob, Sturmer.
Didn't marry Xenophon.
There's a Joanie.
And Glaboff.
Because
they used to stay with us.
Might have been Pop Off.
I'm pretty sure.
So glad.
When Mark had a chance.
He was big.
Really good.
Sturmer was big too. They were big.
Really good. Well, that was
Sturmer had long hair.
Catherine, do you remember Glaboff?
No.
Not at all. He must have not. See, the priest used to stay at our house when they came to Akia. Mm. No, that's another one. What was his name?
Targansky.
He's still there. He looks the same.
Is he still the priest there?
A priest too.
He has services in Nelchik.
Oh, okay, so that's where he is mostly.
He's living in Kenai.
No.
No more.
Nelchik.
Kenai. He lives in Kenai. He rides
Kenai. Oh. Yeah.
I have to say, if anybody wants to send him pants, please. He wears pants.
I know. High waters.
Yeah. He's still the same. He's still nice. I've always liked him.
Yeah, he married Roger.
He married us, too.
Mm, did he?
Yeah.
First couple, when he first came, he married us.
Kasette yakata. 61. Sinä puhun hommalihtaakki. Sinä puhun hommalihtaakki. He was a leader in church here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
He used to stay with us. Oh, he stayed with you guys, Nick.
Yeah.
And the priest stayed with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Xenophon, he gave my dad a cross to the old brother by cross. Xenophon Malutin and my dad.
He used to like to go with the priest.
Yeah.
Yeah, all over the island.
Most likely he used to have to, because the priest that used to come around spoke more Russian. He used to interpret for you. That's what I know.
We all grew up with Russian singing. Mm-hmm. We all sang.
Slavonic.
It used to be Russian, now we all sing.
Mm-hmm.
They still do.
It's so different to me.
They one good at that.
Still?
Yeah.
Who's in college like that?
Bishop Deacon.
Yeah.
Flachet.
People that probably don't know would, you know, watch, and nobody thought what they think. We knew what we believed in was being done, but it doesn't happen anymore.
One with the elder one's kind and the younger ones, they just walk, well, how come you guys were need to play? So the priest was on there. We knew he was coming. We have to go and greet him. That is Father John.
Shurichani Bainim Brinda. 40 days ago, I went to Akhunada. You couldn't go to church for 40 days. And when we did go, we had to kneel 40 times. 40
times.
40 times.
I did that many times.
And now it's kind of sad. They go to church whenever. They don't wait for 40 days anymore. And you know, we believe in 40 days. I do. I'm an old fashioned person.
I still believe
in 40 days.
Oh, yeah, you have. Yeah.
You have to believe in 40 days. They go whenever they feel like going, and this priest allows that. Who are we to say that? That's not
well,
what we
they
believe.
Just don't enforce it. About
yeah,
this Father John.
At home, they wait.
Yeah,
do
and then when the girl started her period, you weren't allowed. They never
I
went
when
for 40
it changed
days
either.
Either.
I think they just lack
a recollection.
Just kind of more lax than anything. They're not really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
someone must have asked.
Unless you have a priest there that, you know, government or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The baby is sick or something, then the priest will bring and the baby in.
Yeah.
Mm.
We had a bridge in Carpentry we had to get to. The
Hello,
when we started our period, we couldn't cross that bridge for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never asked questions. We never asked why. That's just what we grew up with, but that's what they let us do.
Mm.
And I still don't know why, but we never did. We never asked questions. We just did as our parents told us, and I tell my grandkids, I wish they could do what I tell them. Not what they're thinking because somebody else doesn't do it. You know, that's the problem. Nobody believes anymore. It's hard. Yeah.
But I think...
I remember when my aunt... She's older than me, probably older than you, or Nick, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I think some of that was abuse when she first came into young womanhood. They had a fish camp, you know, a Gilgit camp. They didn't let Holly stay inside the house with them. They built a little tent hook in the back of their camp, so Holly wouldn't look at the water. I think some of that was abuse. It had hurt, you know, it treated like it was her fault.
Oh.
And she's, you know, it was not good. So when
mm-hmm.
Polly grew up, she was a pretty rebellious young lady. Polly, my aunt grew up, you know, she always fought against what her parents told her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it was pretty severe punishment when I was young. And then she's a little older than me. But she was not allowed to leave the little shack back at the time.
Yeah, because we didn't get me, but I'm crazy. My uncle's so.
It was abused, huh?
You let me go out and I was like, boy, we must have been pretty boys and they would have
school. I wonder where that came from. Was it our Aleutic culture?
Wasn't that so?
Was it
that?
I think it was
Inakya.
I wonder if it was brought in though.
The only thing they wouldn't let us go is when they're hunting the persons, the wild.
That's
exactly.
Yeah, they used to leave their shells out where nobody
mm-hmm.
was supposed to
be.
Sunday. Mm. Somebody would go on and not to come home.
Yeah.
The wife had a baby.
I believe that. Because after I had
so,
shot,
I guess for
Mom told Sven, Sr., don't go.
Would that be a look at culture? What we're saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
She came from
I have to disagree with that.
Actually, no, we do have in the archaeological record that goes back thousands of years, you have a village, and then you have a small chikdok outside of the village where the young women having their first period were meant to go. They were secluded, and also for women having their children.
Okay.
And it's a tradition that goes back thousands of years
in
our culture, based on
the
not only the ethnographic accounts, but the archaeological record corresponding to the same thing that putting
the young women outside. Well, a lot of cultures, I think, did the same thing all around the world. They had similar beliefs because it was thought that women were very powerful during that time, and because of that power, it could affect the men's hunting and that kind of thing.
Well, see what happened was triad fishermen. My mom told Sven, don't go hunting. If a bear is around, they'll chase you. And he went hunting, the bear chased him.
Did he learn his
lesson? He had to jump off the cliff.
Oh.
You know, things have changed so much. When we were starting our periods, we were 13 or 14. My goodness, now they're not even a teenager and they're already. I wonder how come they've changed.
I don't think people know.
It's just amazing. I'm surprised that some of the young girls that have had, and we never did till we were a teenager. I mean, in Carlo, I know that's what it is.
It could be everything from the foods that we eat nowadays.
I think Judy's right. Preservatives.
Because when I started, the time had already changed, but they did. I thought I sat on a nail. I told my cousin, I was swinging on a swing, and I felt something. So I went to the Nuznik outside, and I thought, gee, I must have sat on a nail. So I called my cousin Kubuk. We called her. I told her. I think I sat on a nail. She said, how come? I said, well, down there. She laughed so hard. She took me in the house, into our house, and they put me in the bedroom right away. They closed the windows, and I couldn't scratch with my fingernails. But, you know, well, I'm older now, but it didn't seem but that then.
Yeah.
Things had already started to change.
How long were you kept in the
sky? They tried to keep me there for 40 days, but my dad let me out. But it was dark in there. They closed the window. And Julie's mom came to see me. I was her pet. And she told me that I'm a lady now. But, you know, I didn't know. Because they never talked to us about the periods or nothing before. Now the kids know. Like even Salma's young kids, they know. We never knew what it was until we started. And they still didn't say nothing. And back then they didn't have such a thing as cats. They cut up a sheep and we'd have to use.
Catherine, he wants you to say it in a little different. You wait.
You
know that one.
No, I forgot. Right, Priyana Unwak. Kido Hloch, what? Umerling Market in the car, Mani Bitta. Akhua Doma. Umha, look off your shower, they don't want. Chamwa, Chamwa, in a cow, clean a kitchen, money it needed. Nani. The Lou Yosh.
No.
Mm-hmm.
operate that hole.
Mm.
5 months per shift. Main which take mama use it now. Normal needle. We knew it should be. The do one just in the week. Feel. And the only more the she chip for.
He
doesn't believe. He don't believe. He thinks that I'm
Ukok.
Yeah, but like when Kalumuk Nuchta Travit Usin Kamen when I was 13. Daddy why we meet not you not after that. 55 years why we meet. I agree with that, yeah. 96 to Burundi. Mumia, Chile, Chile, Honey. Morgit. New topic could assure Fahe, Daddy assure Fahe. Shoot Jibbleton. Kahilutin. Because, you know, Mom and Daddy were in their 90s. The Burundi. Mm. Look. So, I don't know, they're that old. 66 is bad enough. But every day they knocked off what you should be touched on.
Hey, you are. Yes, how old are you?
66.
Maybe we've got about 15 minutes before we have to, that clock is fast, before we have to head over to the Shunap Tribal Council. So I was wondering if the ladies that sung for us at the last gathering would like to share a little bit of their songs.
Which one?
See, they're all excited. They've been waiting all day.
Yeah.
I know
maybe,
I have.
Maybe that church song and the one about the my boyfriend is going away. That was
this
one. Yeah.
That's over there in
Hopper. We could do both if you want.
That's the one.
Please do it.
We got some Louis name, boy, that's slow. Slava wa wishten, wa wishten, por ka ina, sim lim li, resumitia sincera.
Was there? My voice is getting old.
Oh, no, no.